We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. Of course, we're live in living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Of course, the Mike Francesa chair. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way, Mike, after that. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass. Not exactly a riveting sports night last night, as both the Mets and Yankees were off. The basketball's over. The hockey's over. So we go into the summer now. We do have the U.S. Open, which I'm very pumped up about this week.
If you wanted,
starting on Thursday, although I would to go there, you'd have to give me a helicopter.
I was looking
to go to Shinnecock.
Out of curiosity, if you wanted to drive to Shinnecock Hills
right
now from here, how long it would take you?
3 days.
It would take you about a little over 2 hours to drive there.
From here?
From here.
Right.
From this place
right.
in New York City.
So from my house, it would literally be 3 hours to get there.
Well,
so like I, as I said before, I'd have a better chance of getting to Singapore
yes.
than I would to Shinnecock.
It'd be close. It would be tight. And the funny thing
I'll
is,
watch on TV. I'll be very happy.
I'm looking at the traffic. There's no traffic until you get within about 5 to 10 miles from the golf course.
Is that right?
For those of you
and
Google Maps.
And the tournament doesn't start till Thursday. This
right.
is just like, well, I don't know what they're doing today. Was it just like at the Pro-Am, I guess, if they have one, is tomorrow. Today's probably just practice rounds.
So that's why I'm curious to see what it looks like on Thursday and
oh,
Friday.
My God.
And Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, forget it.
But there's just one, you know, red line as you get close to the golf course, which signifies traffic.
Yeah.
This is going to begin a very interesting stretch for the Yankees. And give the Yankees credit. Since the mediocre start, they've obviously played incredible baseball, but they've never really cooled off. You know, they had that one stretch of games where they lost the back-to-back games to Texas. They lost a game to Anaheim when Sonny Gray got beat up. Outside of that stretch where they lost 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 6, whatever it was, this team has been remarkably consistent. But here's why I think the next couple of weeks are going to be an interesting test. They've had a lot of rainouts. They've had a lot of off days. Obviously, last night was an off day. They're now going to have to really go to the depth of this pitching depth to get arms, because not only are they without Tanaka for a month, not only that, but they've got to play that weird sort of doubleheader against the Nationals.
What is that, Monday, that doubleheader?
Monday. It's in the midst of a homestand. They go to Washington to finish off the game one
right.
that was in the sixth inning,
that's right,
I think.
Too. That's right. They had that suspended game.
And then they have to play another game. So I think their pitching is going to be tested right now, and it looks like this kid from AA, Jonathan Loaisiga, is going to be the guy to get the call. He is from Nicaragua. He's a right-hander. He's not exactly lighting up the world in AA, but what I thought was interesting about his numbers is that he doesn't have a great ERA, but his strikeout-to-walk ratio is off the charts. I don't know if they're ready to give Justice Sheffield an opportunity, but when you look at the Yankee pitching depth that they have, or the lack of what they have, you got to think we're going to see Sheffield at some point. He's only made 6 starts at AA, and maybe they want to give him more, or at AAA, I should say. So maybe they want to give him more time. But at some point, you figure we're going to see the kid, and we're going to get a look at him. They're obviously going to trade for an arm, but over the next couple of weeks, it's going to start to be tested because they're not going to have off days. Hopefully, they're not going to have rainouts. I mean, my God, it's the middle of June. Hopefully, that stops. And even though they are playing the Tampa Bay Rays a bunch of times, they're a lousy team, they do have to play the Seattle Mariners, who I think has been one of baseball's biggest surprises. They've got the 3.5 games they've got to play against the Washington Nationals, though they do get a break in that they're not seeing Max Scherzer and they're not going to see Steven Strasburg, but they are going to have to deal with Bryce Harper for 3.5 games. They do take on the Phillies, who have been better. They take on the Braves. It's going to be an interesting stretch for this team, especially because of the hits they're now taking in this rotation.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, look, what's their record? What are they, 42-19? Is that the record?
They are right now 42-19.
42-19, best record in baseball. How many losses does the Red Sox? They got less losses
22.
Than... All right, so they're actually three. I look at it this way. They're three ahead of the Red Sox in the loss columns that are really ahead. I don't know how many. What, the Red Sox have more wins?
Yes.
What, like by two?
By two.
Two more
That's
wins.
That's how they're a half game. Yeah. Actually, by three, it's even. Three more wins,
right.
Three more losses.
Right, okay. Yeah. But I'd rather be three ahead in the loss column than three ahead in the win column. So, you know, the Yankees are in very good shape. There's no question about that right now. And you know, we'll see. You're right. They don't have Tanaka. Obviously, Montgomery is not there. We'll see what happens as far as the rotation's concerned.
You know who the key is?
Tell me who the key is.
Sonny Gray.
Yeah, well, he's been good. I mean, the last two starts, Sonny Gray's been real good.
Oh, no, he's been fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, he's certainly answered the call in the last two starts that he's made, and you want to go back to the start he made against Kansas City. The one against Anaheim was a disaster. I think we're going to learn a lot about him over the next week because he's facing the Nationals tomorrow night. That's not going to be easy. And more than even facing the Nationals, he's facing a team at Yankee Stadium. Sonny Gray's been terrible at Yankee Stadium for whatever reason. You know, whether it's the ballpark, whether it's the pressure, I don't know what it is, whether it's the mound. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he doesn't like his wife's cooking. I don't know what the reason is. I should not say that. I'm sure Mrs. Gray makes tremendous, I don't know.
Who knows?
The point is he's been terrible at Yankee Stadium. But you feel good about Severino. He's clearly the ace of this team. I think CC is what he is. Is he going to have some mediocre performances? Sure. But you love him after a loss, which is what tonight actually is. It's a game after a loss.
That's what it is.
And
where he's been like, you know, 10-0 in the last couple of years with a good stellar ERA, something like that.
He's pitched like an ace after a loss.
Yep.
But I think we know what CC is. We have an idea. He's okay. He's not going to give you eight innings. We get that.
No, he's a 5-6 inning pitcher. He has gone 7 in one start this year.
Sure.
So, you know. But, you got to figure he's a 5-6 inning guy.
He's going to battle for you.
Right.
We know that. And then you've got Sonny Gray, who I think as we sit here today in the middle of June, I don't know what he is anymore.
Right. We don't know.
I mean, is he ever going to be the guy he was in 2015? I don't know. In his last two starts, he's looked like the guy. In the last two starts, he's pitching with conviction. He's pitching with confidence. And he looks like a different guy. But anytime you face injuries, anytime you have to test your depth, the most important thing besides the guys filling in are the guys that are already here stepping up. And Sonny Gray, to me, is at the top of that list. I already know what Luis Severino is. I think we have an idea. We already know what Luis Severino and CC Sabathia are. Herman, I don't know. I mean, he's going to get more of an opportunity. He pitched well on Saturday. Granted, it's against the Mets, so you have to kind of circle that.
Yep.
But the thing about Herman is he definitely has the potential. I mean, he throws hard. He's got real good stuff. We've seen flashes of him being really impressive. So we're going to get to see him every 5 days now for at least the next month, and we'll see if he can build off what he did Saturday night against the Mets. And obviously, they've got a bullpen right now that you have to feel really good about. I think even better today about this bullpen than you did maybe at any point this season because of Dellin Betances, because David Robertson looks like he's straightening himself out, because you've got a guy like Chad Green who's completely built off last year. Adam Warren's back. We'll see what he can do. Tommy Canley's been the forgotten guy. He's in AAA now. But Dellin Betances is looking like the dominating figure he used to be. Certainly changes the complexion of this bullpen.
Yeah. Hey, look, I mean, no doubt about it. He's been great. No question about that. And look, what can you say? I mean, I guess you're right. The one negative is the injuries to the starting rotation. That's been the issue really all season long. We all feel that there's no doubt they will make a move for another pitcher. It just depends when and who. And maybe a couple pitchers. But I guess the other thing is, getting some of the bats going. I mean, obviously Sanchez right now, you know, he's not hitting right now. So if you want to, you want to be concerned about that, I guess there is concern.
I think there's more
concern about what he's doing behind the plate than what he's doing at the plate.
Yeah, I was going to say
I mean, that seems to be more of the issue with him.
Well, to me it is because, and maybe it's not a big enough track record for some where they look at Gary Sanchez and they're still skeptical, but look. In 2016, he comes up in the second half of the year, and he has that historic run where he's hitting 20 home runs in 50-plus games.
Right.
It was remarkable.
Right.
Last year, he backed it up. Last year, the guy had 33 home runs.
Yeah, good year.
And remember,
he was dwarfed by the year Judge had. You know, he's kind of under the radar because Judge had this ridiculous year.
No, and I get that because Aaron Judge clearly had a better year.
Right.
There's no doubt.
Of course.
But what Gary was able to prove last year was that the year before wasn't a fluke. I look at his numbers right now, and there's no denying what he hasn't done. He's hitting 190. His on-base percentage is under 300. It is what it is.
Right.
He's basically had three seasons. The massive slump to start the year, the hot streak, and now this massive slump. Mm-hmm. So he's had these two massive slumps, and sandwiched in between that was a hot stretch he was on. I believe he's going to get hot. I don't know if it's going to start tonight against Tanner Roark. I don't know when it's going to start. It's going to happen. I think that the track record that he has, which I granted is only a year and a half, I still think, to me, gives me confidence that he's going to heat up. Also, the fact that he has 12 home runs and 35
right,
RBIs.
Right.
Guy's still on pace to 30 home runs.
Right.
What concerns me is it feels like his defense has gone backwards. You know, I get his defense was a question last year, and he was taking heat from Yankee fans at time last year about his defense.
Maybe this is Girardi.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe.
But,
never know.
But he's gone backwards. At least that's the perception I have watching him. It feels like he had his issues last year, and it feels like the issues have, in a way, doubled this year. He's not throwing out base runners. We saw the sloppiness really Saturday night where he was costing his pitchers strikes because he couldn't hold on to the baseball. So it feels, at least, like his defense has gone backwards, and sometimes bad defense leads to the offensive struggles or vice versa,
sometimes.
Might I say.
Yeah, no, sometimes it happens. But the bottom line, the overall bottom line, though, is that this team still is, you know, won 42 of their first 61 games. And I don't see where that's going to change anytime soon. Maybe you're going to have a little bit of a lull period. Everybody seems to go into one. Maybe they'll go into another 500 stretch like they did to start the season. I don't know. But, you know, I can't be too worried about this team.
No, I
just can't be.
It's funny if at the beginning of the season, we went through some of these numbers and said, all right, Gary Sanchez is going to be hitting 190.
Right, right.
Giancarlo is going to be hitting 240.
Right,
so,
right.
Aaron Judge is going to be having a good year. Very good year.
Good year.
Not as good as last year, but a very good season.
Right. DD's going to start off like the best player in baseball, and then he's going to go into a massive slump.
Right. And bottom line is his overall numbers right now, not that good. He's hitting 240.
Greg Bird's going to be on a DL to start the year, but he will be back, which he is now.
Tanaka will have a 4-5 ERA. He'll go on the DL.
Right. But here's the one thing we didn't know.
Well, this is it. Go ahead.
We didn't know what Gleyber Torres and Miguel Andujar were going to turn out to be, at least to this point.
No, and I think that's why a big part of why the Yankees are where they are.
Yep.
Because of that.
Yep.
Because a lot of those other things that we looked at and relied on in thinking this is why the Yankees will win the AL East or they'll be right there with the Red Sox, they aren't the things that have actually led them there. The things that have sort of led them there is the fact that Miguel Andujar, as a 23-year-old rookie, has 8 home runs, 28 RBIs, and he's hitting over 300.
Yep.
And he's an extra base hit machine. I mean, Miguel Andujar has 21 doubles. 21 doubles. If you look at the rest of the Yankee team and you say, oh, okay, who else has 21 doubles? Well, the answer is nobody. Mm. Aaron Judge has 13 doubles. Giancarlo Stanton has 11 doubles. So home runs always jump out at us. But this guy's been an extra base hit machine.
Yep.
So you've got that from Miguel Andujar. Then you've got Gleyber Torres.
Yep.
Guy's got 11 home runs.
Unbelievable.
Guy's hitting 300.
No, he is. Tremendous.
So it's so true that how they've gotten here to this point, it's a collective effort to have a record like this. It's not going to be 1, 2, 3, or 4 guys. But it's really that those two guys who in spring training we looked at and said, hey, they have a chance to make the team. We'll see if they're on the roster. And we all saw what ended up happening. What ended up happening was they at the beginning weren't going to be the guys, but they forced their way here. They got here. You know, Brandon Drury
can't even get to the big team now.
No, and he's frustrated about it, and I get
it. How could he not be?
But you know what? Brandon Drury right now shouldn't be playing over either Andujar or Gleyber Torres.
Couldn't agree more.
Now, maybe he should be on the major league roster over Neil Walker. Okay, that's fine. That's totally fair, and if Brandon Drury could play more first base, maybe he would be on the major league roster over Neil Walker. But when it comes to playing every single day, Gleyber Torres and Miguel Andujar not only deserve to play every day, they're a big part of why the Yankees are in first place right now.
No question.
Because of those two guys. And that's remarkable. That shows you how deep this organization has been.
How loaded they are, and they are loaded. I mean, there's no question about that. Like you said, we looked a couple weeks ago at their AAA starting, you know, a batting order, and it would be like half the major leagues would want that as their starting team, you know, as their lineup. It's ridiculous.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. We'll be right back.